What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, awesome humans. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, where we're tackling those techie temptations and reclaiming our lives, one swipe at a time. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and trust me, I get it, that little screen can feel like its own personal planet sometimes, pulling us in with its gravitational force of notifications, scrolling, and endless content. But fear not, my friends, because today we're diving deep into how to set those crucial boundaries with your phone so you can finally take back control. Ever feel like your phone is running the show? Like you're constantly reacting to it instead of living life on your own terms. You know that feeling when you meant to just check something quick, but end up lost in a rabbit hole of social media for an hour? Yeah, we've all been there. The truth is, our phones are amazing tools, but they can easily become the villain if we let them. So how do we create some healthy distance and reclaim our time? It's about understanding what boundaries work for you. It's not about demonizing technology, it's about creating a relationship with your phone that empowers you, not enslaves you. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Identify your phone's power triggers. What apps or notifications send you spiraling into endless scrolling? Is it the social media rabbit hole, the newsfeed frenzy, or those addictive game alerts? Pinpointing your weaknesses is step 1 in setting boundaries. Think of it like knowing your enemy's battle plan. Once you understand their tactics, you can develop strategies to counter them. 2. Schedule tech-free zones. Designate specific times and places where your phone stays put. Maybe it's during meals, an hour before bed, or during family time. These tech-free zones create space for real-life connection and mindful living. Remember, the goal is balance, enjoying the benefits of technology without letting it control your life. The power of the Do Not Disturb mode. This isn't just for late night sleep use, it's strategically throughout your day to silence distractions and focus on what matters. Turn it on during work sessions, important conversations, or even just when you need a mental break from the constant buzz. It's like putting up a Do Not Disturb sign for your brain, allowing it to recharge and reset. 4. The app detox. Take a good hard look at all those apps cluttering your phone. Are they genuinely adding value to your life or just sucking up time and energy? Consider deleting the ones that don't serve you, as like decluttering your digital space for a more focused and intentional experience. 5. Remember, it's about progress, not perfection. Don't get discouraged if you slip up. Setting boundaries with technology is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Every time you choose to put down your phone and engage in the real world, you're taking a step in the right direction. Celebrate those small victories. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, it's a beautiful Saturday morning. You wake up feeling refreshed, no phone buzzing beside your bed. You enjoy a leisurely breakfast with loved ones, engage in a deep conversation without distractions, and even take a walk in nature, truly soaking in the sights and sounds around you. This isn't a fantasy, this is the reality you can create when you set healthy boundaries with your phone. Remember, you're in control of your technology, not the other way around. By implementing these strategies, identifying triggers, scheduling tech-free zones, mastering Do Not Disturb, decluttering apps, and practicing progress over perfection, you can reclaim your time, energy, and focus. So go forth, my friends, and set those boundaries. Remember, taking control of your phone isn't about becoming a digital hermit, it's about creating a more balanced, fulfilling life that allows you to fully engage with the world around you. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember your phone is a tool, not the boss. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on setting boundaries with your phone in the comments below. What strategies have worked for you? What challenges are you facing? Let's create a community of support and empowerment together. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell your friends about the show. Let's break free from the digital chains together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.